Welcome to the Modern Math Teacher Podcast, the podcast that will help you use today's best teaching strategies to ignite and excite your students in math class, and maybe even make it the best part of their day. Hey, I'm Kristen Moore, a longtime believer that math is so much more than just solving for X. I went from teaching straight from a textbook to implementing project-based learning and boosting student engagement in my class each and every day along the way. I'm here to give you the PD you need to successfully do the same with your students. Are you up for it? Let's do this. Hey, everybody. I am so excited to have you here with me today. Welcome back to the Modern Math Teacher Podcast. I'm your host, Kristen Moore, and today we're talking about how to shake off the standardized testing blues. I don't know about you, but we just wrapped standardized testing here in my district, and our students participate in the full MME, which includes the SAT, the MSTEP, and the WorkKeys test for our junior students, and the PSAT is PSAT test for all of our freshmen and sophomores. So lots of testing. It was also our very first year where we had a digital SAT. So to say there was a learning curve is definitely an understatement. But we aren't here to talk about the actual standardized testing. We're talking about the challenges of re-engaging our students in math after standardized testing. Guys, this time of year in the States can be difficult for any of our students to focus in on, right? The weather is getting better, the hours of daylight are longer, spring sports are in full swing, and the stress of testing season has just been lifted. It's basically a sprint from now until the end of the school year. But what our students sometimes forget is that the finish often involves testing again, and that's our final. And that means that there's still a lot of learning to do as we teachers have to fight those battles and have to make sure we're working to maintain excitement and engagement and motivation in our classroom. Now that standardized testing season has come to a close, it's time to shift our focus back to the day-to-day joys of teaching and learning math. But let's be honest, guys. After a few weeks of intense testing, our students are often left feeling drained and completely unmotivated. So what are some of the common attitudes and behaviors we might encounter from our students post-testing? And how can we tackle the challenges of re-engaging them in our math class instruction? Well, it probably comes as no surprise to you that after completing standardized testing, many students experience a sense of relief mixed with exhaustion, right? They've spent, you know, weeks preparing or weeks dreading it, studying, and then they sat through lengthy exams. Even with the new format, it was still a long test for them, right? And now our students are really just ready for a break. And this can lead to a decline in their motivation and their enthusiasm and their excitement. They're just kind of drained and unmotivated when it comes to any sort of classroom activities. And really, I feel like in math class, we feel this in particular because they just tested in our subject. And our subject is sometimes something that they struggle with in general. So as math teachers, we know how crucial it is to maintain that spark of curiosity and excitement for learning. And it's not always easy, right? There are several challenges that we face in re-engaging our students in math instruction after testing season. And one of those challenges that I want to talk about today is that lingering stress and anxiety that our students are still potentially feeling. The whole pressure of standardized testing can take a toll on their confidence and their excitement for learning. And as a result, that means that they might approach math class with even more apprehension or disinterest than they had before, making it a little bit harder for us to capture or keep their attention. And let's not forget just the sheer amount of exhaustion that our students may be experiencing. And honestly, guys, like us too, right? Testing can be mentally and emotionally draining, and it leaves our students feeling just all of that fatigue, right? That mental fatigue and that brain fog, and they're less likely to want to actively participate in our class activities and discussions. And that poses really a significant hurdle for us as we strive to create those dynamic and engaging real-world lessons that capture the essence of the math content and also captivate our students. On top of that, you guys, some students may view this period after testing time as a time to just like coast. They're done. They're like, they're checked out mentally. They did it. They made it through the SAT. They're ready to just coast through the end of the year. And it can be a really hard time helping convince them to stay motivated and focused on their math studies and really just in school in general. So while these three-ish challenges may seem daunting, they also present us with an opportunity to get creative and think outside of the box. And honestly, a little spark of creativity, a little new pep or, you know, zhuzh to your classroom is kind of what we all need this time of year. So we're going to explore some innovative strategies and activities designed to do just that. All right. Now that we have talked about some of those challenges that we're all facing, students and staff alike, in re-engaging in the classroom in this post-testing season, let's think about why it's so crucial to rekindle that excitement and re-harness that energy and explore some creative ways to do that. It is no secret that a positive and engaging classroom environment can have a really profound impact on our student learning. So when students feel excited and motivated about the math, they're more likely to actively participate, ask those questions, and persist through challenges, which is going to then lead, of course, to deeper understanding and retention of those math concepts, all things that we are looking for. After the rigors and the trials and tribulations of this testing season, it's really crucial to remind our students that math is not just about memorizing formulas. You guys, they literally got a formula sheet on this test. They don't have to memorize everything, right? It's not about the ability to just answer a multiple choice question. It's about problem solving, critical thinking, and exploring the beauty, the relevance, everything in the world around us. And when we bring that excitement into the classroom for learning math and thinking about math in that problem-solving way, we not only foster a deeper appreciation, maybe even a love for the subject, but we really empower our students to become confident, lifelong learners. And that is a huge goal we are all after. But when they're already feeling this anxiety, this exhaustion, this need to just coast, how can we accomplish this, right? When they're already feeling so burnt out and disengaged. And that's where the reality check comes into play. By keeping our lessons and activities grounded in the reality check. And if you don't know, the reality check means it's got to pass three tests. Your content, your lesson, your activity needs to be real. Something grounded in the real world. It needs to be relevant, something that your students connect to and can care about, and it needs to be rigorous. It needs to actually challenge the students to reach that appropriate level of math understanding. So when things are real, relevant, and rigorous, that's when we can rekindle that engagement that we are looking for. Now, one approach to doing this could be to infuse your lessons with creativity and innovation. And by incorporating things like interactive games, hands-on activities, and of course, real-world applications, we can make math come to life in ways that resonate with our students' interests and experience. Again, connecting to that relevance. We also always want to make sure we are keeping it real with them. Whether it's using performance tasks that encourage active problem solving or designing collaborative projects that apply math concepts to real life scenarios, there are endless possibilities for engaging our students in meaningful real life experiences. Let's not forget about the importance of incorporating students' interests. That relevant piece is so crucial. It's one thing for a topic or assignment to be real and say like, okay, in the real world, this actually happens. But when we can connect it back to our students' interests and they can find some personal relevance in this, that is when the lesson is going to come to life. And this is by far the most overlooked aspect I see when helping teachers create lessons and projects for their students. You really, really want to capitalize on your students' interests because people are really only interested in things that interest them, right? So by tapping into their interests, their passions, their preferences, what their aspirations are, we can personalize that learning experience and make math more relevant and more relatable to their lives. When it's relevant, relatable, and interesting, they are then interested in doing the work. All right, so whether that is integrating sports statistics into your probability lessons or exploring geometric concepts through art and design, there are countless ways that we can tailor our instruction to meet the diverse needs and interests of all the students in our classrooms. Guys, it's a Monday when I'm recording this. All right, by prioritizing creativity, innovation, and personalization in our teaching, we can reignite our students' excitement for learning math and create that personalized classroom environment where every student feels valued and inspired to succeed. And how exciting is that? That's the kind of classroom that I want to be in, that I'm willing to be in, that I'm excited to be in from now all the way until the end of the school year. All right, now listen up, my teacher friends. Let's take a moment to address the elephant in the room. Post-testing season burnout. Okay, I mentioned it at the beginning. I've given you some ideas to get your students excited again. But it's not just the students who are feeling the burnout. And I know that you're feeling the effects of testing fatigue too. So how can we address our potential student burnout and create a supportive environment in our classrooms without adding to our own burnout, right? We want to be equally as excited to be in that classroom, because if we're not excited and we're not bringing the energy, they're not going to match that energy. They're going to match that low vibe. And we want to keep it high vibe, rekindle that excitement, and get us all excited and pumped from here till the end of the school year. So thinking about our own burnout, I want to acknowledge that burnout is a real and valid concern, right? Both for students and teachers alike. After weeks of all sorts of high stress, high stakes testing, all of that, it's obviously natural for fatigue to set in. And as educators, it's our responsibility to recognize those signs of burnout and take proactive steps in addressing them. So one way we could help address student burnout is by making sure that we've got a strong sense of community and support in the classroom. So encouraging that open communication, creating opportunities for our students to share their feelings and their experiences, and just talk, just open up that dialogue. That lets them know it's okay to feel a little bit tired or overwhelmed, and reassures them that they are not alone in that. So creating space for open dialogue and communication and building that strong community, right? And then additionally, you might want to consider incorporating mindfulness and relaxation techniques into your daily routine. Honestly, like a 5-minute brain break, that's just a little bit of mindfulness, a little bit of a reset is going to be so helpful for you and your students right now. My students take a 5-minute break and we do a lap. Sometimes we come back and we watch a funny little video on YouTube. Sometimes we're watching like a math video. We just finished our trig unit. And so we listened to the Sokotoa song a bunch of times. We listened to Getting Triggy with it. And each time, it was just a little bit of rejuvenation that my students and I both needed. Helped relieve all that stress, all that tension, and get us a little bit more excited to keep going with our day. Okay. So speaking about also needing to take care of ourselves, right? I am not talking about like bubble baths and yoga. That, I mean, it's cool if that works for you, but it's really important that we prioritize our own well-being during this time. Remember, you cannot pour from an empty cup. I know everybody says it, but it's true, right? That's why they all say it. So take time for yourself, both inside and outside the classroom. If you need that little bit of pump up your jams, that 5-minute jam session, then build that into your class. That'll help you, it'll help them, and you'll get to get tricky with it all at the same time, right? So I want you to figure out what is going to light you up and spark your joy, as Marie Kondo would say, whether that's carving out a few extra minutes each day for meditation or exercise, if that's your jam, or setting aside time for hobbies that bring you joy at the end of the day. Find what works for you and make self-care a priority. I personally love weightlifting, and I make sure that I get weightlifting time in each and every morning. I also love to listen to audiobooks and podcasts and find time to pop in my AirPods every day while watching my youngest at soccer practice, or while I'm making coffee in the morning. Just a little something that gives me back to me, right? Because I can't have all this excitement and creativity in the classroom if I'm not already feeling excited and creative. So if your own actions aren't enough, don't forget that there is always someone down the hall that you can talk to, whether it is your teacher bestie across the hall or someone in the teacher's lounge, or you want to reach out on Instagram to me, happy to help support you in any way that I can. So that's going to wrap us for today. I think, you know, when we think about all of the mixed emotions and feelings that we're feeling and that students are feeling after this post-testing season, it can be hard to say, how are we going to get them re-engaged? And that's where I want to remind you guys the reality check. Find activities and lessons that are real, that give real, authentic meaning to the math behind it. Find things that are relevant, that your students are going to be engaging with and they're going to be excited to do. And find things that are rigorous. Don't just treat it as a fluff season now that standardized testing is over. You still have a final at the end of the year. You still have content to learn. You still have standards to learn. Just try to connect those standards and those students in ways that make sense to you, okay? So make sure you tune in next week, where I'm going to share some meaningful activities that we can do to keep our students engaged as the school year is winding down and the countdown to summer begins. You won't want to miss as I share activities from real classrooms from mine and other classrooms across the country that are going to help you rock out the last few weeks of the school year. So if you're excited to bring some energy and excitement back into your classroom, but you're not sure why, make sure you hit follow or subscribe to get next week's episode delivered straight to your favorite listening device and share this with a math teacher bestie too, so that they can scoop up next week's goodness as well. All right, guys, until next time, keep calm. And remember that you and your students are more than just a test score. Keep on being that amazing teacher you are. And as always, keep it real, you guys. I'll see you then.
Thanks for tuning in to find out today's tips and tricks. Continue the conversation and join the movement to boost student engagement and make math more meaningful inside the Modern Math Teachers Movement on Facebook. Till next time, keep it real.